Welcome to Metaphysical Soul Speak. I'm your host, Elena Fox Starks. Hey guys, I hope you're doing really well in this moment in time, and that whenever and wherever you are on the planet when you happen to hear this recording, or even if you're in the secret space program and you're living on one of the other myriad of planets in which there is life and bases, by the way. Yeah, I've been listening to Cosmic Disclosure with David Wilcock and his interviews of Corey Good. You can find these on Gaia.com. I am loving the Christmas gift of Gaia.com I gave my family. My kids haven't even bothered to look at it yet, but oh my God, this information is incredible. Anyway, I hope that whenever and wherever you are, no matter what planet you're living on at the moment, I hope that you are actually able to vibe on and experience the ebb and the flow of the energy right now. I mean, there is a vibe in the air that is like a protective warm blanket energy that just supports us. And has lifted me. It's like air beneath my wings and has lifted me so high today that I just felt like I was riding on the crest of a wave of sheer bliss, ecstasy, happiness, and joy. Now, I hope that you guys can get there if you are not experiencing it right now. I'm hoping that you're going to be able to experience it soon. I can't express enough how important it is. So wherever you are, whether it's cold and you want to experience the crispness and the clarity that comes with being very cold, or if you're in a place where it's hot and you want to experience the slow laziness and gentle tranquility that accompanies being very hot, or if you're in a place where it's kind of in the middle, that's where I'm at. I'm in the equator. It's literally directly in the middle of the planet. And it's been really warm lately, like in the low 70s Fahrenheit. And it's gorgeous. I mean, my son and I have been opening up all the windows for several days now, letting all the air just flow through here. And it's wrapping us like this warm embrace. And it's been really energetically incredible. We've been extremely excited about how it's lifting us up, and we're feeling inspired, and we're feeling just ecstatic. There's like an energy of ecstasy in the air. I don't mean the drug, and I don't mean sexuality. I mean just pure spiritual bliss. Now, if you're not going through this yet, you will be soon, and you may not experience it until after what's coming astrology wise this week. Excuse me. I know that I told you that we're having a penumbral lunar eclipse. You cannot have a lunar eclipse unless you have a full moon, and that's coming on Friday. And then on the 12th, that's a whole nother ballgame. We're going to be entering a period of Saturn conjunct Pluto. And in astrology, this is a major planetary occurring. It only happens every 34 years. The last time this happened was in November of 1982. And the next one is in 4 days. Now, when you have these two very cold and serious planets align, according to astrologyking.com. It means hard times, restrictions, and limitations, and it's going to force you to work hard at changing something in particular in your life that has already outlived its usefulness. Which, to me, what one thing has outlived its usefulness? I don't know. Could it be the third dimension? Could it be living in this restrictions of time? Could it be living without replicators that make our food and money, jewelry, I don't know, whatever the hell we want? Has it been living under the restriction of having to trade dollars or hours for dollars and dollars for food? It's been such a restrictive, enslaving system that we've been forced to live in for a very long time. And I'm seeing things that I didn't see before in relationship to this. I'm feeling things and I'm knowing this, but it's more of an energetic knowing. And I will share the good part of the knowing is that we are entering into a time very, very quickly where we will be free. We're going to be free. We're going to be absolutely unrestricted. And I mean spiritual bounds, physical bounds, everything. We're going to be in the fifth dimension quite quickly. And we're going to have it cosmically disclosed that everything that is necessary to fix the earth, to fix the water, to bring back the animals, to bring back and restore the atmosphere, and to help us put ourselves in a position where we are free to just simply be and do what we wish to be. I feel the energy of it coming. And I'm so inspired by David Wilcock and his interviews of Corey Good. I mean, Cosmic Disclosure Inside the Secret Space Program. That's the name of the show. I mean, the more I listen to it, the more I'm reminded of different things that have happened to me in my life. And I've come across secret documents signed by a specific president in which he was working with the extraterrestrials. I've had my hands on certain things, and I've been given information of certain things over the years, just quite by accident. And then I have the mind that I can put things together, right? So I feel like all of this, what I'm hearing from Corey Good, is true, based on my own experience and based on people I've met who have seen the ETs, and based on people I knew who knew people who experienced firsthand witnessing high-level generals gain into spaceships or greeting the ETs as they come off the ship as if nothing's, you know, there's no big deal to it. I know this stuff is real because the stuff I've come across and I've heard. And so I'm looking at this going, all right. We're still having to deal with our own emotions. You know, we can't get away with not resolving the past memories that are bad or negative or seemingly, perceivingly so. And I mean past lives as well as this life. I mean, there's no way getting around it. You have to go through it. You have to go through the shadow stuff. But when you're done with the shadow side, I finished. God told me this morning, you know, you're done. You've gone through everything you need to go through in order to hop into the fifth dimension. I'm 100% ready physically, as well as on all the other levels. So I'm really glad about that. He told me that not everyone's ready yet. And we're not all going to go together. It's going to be on an individual basis. Some of you are struggling with the shadow stuff. So my biggest suggestion is that you hook yourself up. Just say, I wish to be hooked up to the Christ consciousness grid. I wish to be hooked up to the healing grid that surrounds the earth. And these are both in the fifth dimension. I helped to build them with thousands of other light workers around the planet. I have no idea who else built it. I was just told telepathically to do it. So I did it. You know, when God tells you something, you do it. And only Lisa Transcendent Brown. Lisa Transcendent Brown is the only woman I've ever heard say she helped to work on the healing grid that now surrounds the planet. So tap yourselves into these things. Just say, I wish to be a part of these things. I wish to be healed. And it will bring the energy to a point where you will be able to deal with it easier. You can let go of it faster. You will heal quicker on every level. So, all right. I'm going to read from astrologyking.com. For Saturn conjunct Pluto 2020. The chart below for Saturn conjunct Pluto 2020 shows a stellium, including the Sun, Mercury, Saturn, Pluto, and Ceres, all square Eris. In mundane astrology, which governs world events, Saturn conjunct Pluto represents large organizations like the multinational corporations, superpower countries, the United Nations, NATO, WHO, and the trading blocs. And Saturn conjunct Pluto also concentrates power and is anti-democratic. So expect propaganda from leaders about power plays, world trade, genetically modified foods, and climate change. There will be debates, announcements, or agreements about these things, and the masses will be skeptical and protest the changes being forced upon them. China will expand its power and influence in an attempt to overtake the United States as a dominant superpower. Jupiter in the China horoscope is 22 degrees, 35 feet Capricorn. I think it means feet. I don't know. It's like a tick mark. It looks like feet. The concentration of power will also be evident within China through the suppression of minorities, concentration camps, capital punishment, and use of surveillance software for social credit scoring. I have no idea why he says all this stuff, but he's right. I heard from someone else that because the lunar eclipse is going to be over India, that there's going to be a lot of stuff like this happening in India. Restrictive, forced, you know, like the government trying to force their beliefs on people and making them believe it, trying to convince them of something, kind of like a dictatorship type of energy. Astrology King goes on to say, on a personal level, you'll have to think seriously, ask questions, and seek advice before making plans about something in your life. Saturn conjunct Pluto 2020 square minor planet Eris, E-R-I-S, I've never even heard of that, gives an urge to rebel against restriction and take rash actions. Use patience and determination and consider how your plans affect those under your care, like your spouse and your children. So, there it is. It sounded interesting. I thought I'd throw it out there. Take it with a grain of salt. I'm hoping we just get cosmic disclosure from the authorities that are behind the authorities, you know? It would be so nice to know that they're like, okay, fine, we're now going to fix everything. Everyone's going to know. Welcome to the world of Star Trek. We're working with all these ETs, and let's just introduce them to you now. You know, that's going to happen. I can't wait for it to happen. It's going to happen very soon. I don't know when. But I believe that the ones that the ETs I've been working with are not a part of the other federations and whatnot. I think they're in a different one, because it's in a different dimension. I think that they will eventually but work with us, but it's all pretty crazy. I'm not going to go into it more right now. We do have a new sunspot. It's emerging in the sun's northern hemisphere now, and it's not doing much yet, but the next solar cycle is coming, thank God. I mean, it's been really crazy. We had literally 281 days last year without a sunspot. And that's greatly affected our ability to protect ourselves. Well, we can't protect ourselves. We need our sun. We need our sun. But hey, if you want to go check it out, go to spaceweather.com and look at the polar stratospheric clouds. They're really excited about this. It's a wonderful display, they said. in Oslo, Norway, that the clouds are like gorgeous. They're pink and blue and orange and just absolutely amazing. They're bright pastel colors, and they said it looks fabulous along Venus in the evening sky. And polar stratospheric clouds are rare. Normally, the stratosphere has no clouds at all. And a few times every winter, however, icy clouds will form when the temperature in the stratosphere drops below negative 85 Celsius. And such staggeringly low temperatures are required to help sparse water molecules to stick together. And so this winter, the clouds have been appearing daily since December, which is a sign of unusually cold conditions in the stratosphere. So stratosphere clouds are widely regarded as the most beautiful clouds on Earth because their intense colors are caused by high altitude sunlight hitting tiny ice crystals. So the novice sky watchers sometimes mistake the clouds for auroras. Of course, they're not. They're actually ice clouds. And you should see these pictures. They're really beautiful, but it looks like an ice cloud. It doesn't look like an aurora. I grew up in Minnesota, and I've seen I've seen a lot of auroras in my day. This one person said, on January 4th, the colors got so strong that the snow turned red. I have been seeing these crazy displays at sunrise and sunset from my cabin in the Swedish mountains. It's really beautiful. It's worth going to check it out. You could even look it up. Yesterday there was, all kinds of auroras too in Norway. It's strange stuff at the poles, guys. I wish we could just teleport up there for a few minutes and then come back to where we live. I think someday that kind of technology will be very commonplace. It's already available to us. It's just not, well, they just don't tell us it's real. And not yet, but it is coming. All right, disclosurenews.it. It was just calm today, really, but something very strange. They talked about the thing that I talked about yesterday with the ground currents. So I'm going to read this quick little thing. It says, for the first part of today's chart, nothing significant except a pillar that lasted 40 minutes and reached 18 hertz frequency. The below news report of something on the 6th. We had 18 hours of flat calm, while on January 6th, something unexpected happened in the soil of northern Norway. Now, this is a quote from Robert Stames. Electrical current started flowing. It seems like some kind of a shock wave. My instruments detected a sudden strong variation in both ground currents and our local magnetic field. Now, this is from Robert Stames, who monitors ground currents at the Polar Light Center Geophysical Observatory in Lofoten Archipelago in northwest Norway. NASA's ACE spacecraft detected something as well. 15 minutes before the disturbance in Norway that we just mentioned, the interplanetary magnetic field, or the IMF, near Earth abruptly swung around 180 degrees, and the solar wind density jumped more than fivefold. And then the sudden surge happened at 19:30 UTC time. So that was very strange, and I would love to see the correspondence then of what happened around the world with the other Schumann resonances. But sorry, guys, this data is still temporary, unavailable, going on day 3. I believe the people that run app.org, HeartMath Institute, they might just be on a nice sunny vacation somewhere. Hopefully, they are okay. We are still going through the review in A Course in Miracles. We're going to talk about that now. We are on lesson 207. And there's one thought with every bit of this review, one main thought. And then there's the common thought that's going throughout the whole review. And for lesson 207, this is what it is. I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me. The main thought for today's review is taken from lesson 187, and this is the thought: I bless the world because I bless myself. I bless the world because I bless myself. I bless the world because I bless myself. God's blessing shines upon me from within my heart where He abides. I need but turn to Him and every sorrow melts away as I accept His boundless love for me. I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. So, I mean, reading this now and looking at this, I feel like I'm catching this wave, accepting the boundless love of God for me, and I have like no cares in the world. I just felt like I was riding a wave, or I was like riding on top of a cloud as the air, the hot air just pummeled my body while I slept. It was amazing. Like, we had all of our windows open, and some of the windows were closing and opening on their own, and the apartment seemed to come alive with the doors opening and shutting and the wind coming in and doing its thing in our home, and feeling at one with the wind and at one with nature. It was such an incredible feeling. And speaking of incredible feelings, incredible things happening, I have had the energy of the phoenix rising a lot since this past weekend come into my field, my energy field. My twin flame, near twin flame, he's not my twin flame, but he's my near twin flame, Jude Dekoff, who has the starseed perspective. For his season 2, he has decided to have his podcast on Saturdays and Sundays, which is mighty convenient considering that mine is now Monday through Friday for my season 2. So we kind of arrived at these decisions to not together, just separate, and then realized it only last week. So I wanted to mention that in case you are interested in the starseed perspective. And he has a much different take on several things from me, but several things we do agree on, and one is that the Phoenix Rising energy has absolutely been around us lately, and also the Unicorn energy. Now, yesterday I happened to feel the Unicorn energy. I looked up into the sky, and there was a very small rainbow just above a tree. Not a complete rainbow, just a little piece of a rainbow. And Michelle had sent me a picture last year of what looked like a circle with a rainbow inside, just a little circle. And now I'm thinking that might have been something to do with the Unicorn energy. So it's just something to consider. If you feel a Unicorn energy and you look around and you see a quick little glimmer of a rainbow, that might be what that is. You know, it just depends. You use your intuition and your discernment, of course, with everything. But I was doing a cloud reading for somebody this past weekend, and I got all my readings done finally. And this person's energy was particularly chaotic. I mean, it just, two people in a row, their energy really messed up my equipment, and now things are finally getting back to a more normal state. I'm still with my sound quality for the show. It's not 100% yet, and I need to get like a dedicated tablet, I think, to do the show that I don't use for anything else, just the show. But we've been in this cycle of death and rebirth for so long, and now we're trying to get out of it. We're trying to move from the third dimension up to the fifth dimension. And the only way we could get through it is to love everyone, love ourselves, be grateful for the experience, and not harbor any ill will or ill feelings towards circumstances, events, people, places, or things that have been bad to us. We have to forgive and let go of everything. We need to face things head on emotionally and let it go. And that's what we've been going through. And we've all been through the ringer when it comes to all kinds of things, like being rejected, jobs that just didn't go well, dying in horrible ways, being accused of things that you didn't do in past lives, and then, you know, being murdered or, you know, burned at stake, as in my case, or all kinds of crap has happened, you know. Abusers, narcissists, sociopaths, you know, there's been a lot of stuff like that. And then plus we're trying to get through all of that. And then our basic day-to-day karma, you know, and, you know, tit for tat in that relationship, we did that. Now we've got to be together again so that we get have a better friendship this time or a better relationship. So most of us are finished with all of our relationship karma. Most of our karma's it's winding down. It's coming back down to a minimum and going away as we release the things. I know about 3 years ago, I had my last karmic relationship. And all the men that I've met or people who've like kind of wanted to date me are no one I recognize. Absolutely nobody that I actually recognize on a soul level. Because I'm done with the karma. I have not had any karmic history type relationships come in over 3 years. My last one was my boyfriend in my ex-boyfriend from Peru. And I had been a Viking and he was an Indian princess, a Native American princess, and we fell madly in love when my ship ran aground in his territory. And it was like the weirdest memory I've ever had. Like, what? That is insane. And I had the memory the same day he did. And then all of a sudden he started calling me Mi Vikingo, my Viking, which is very odd considering I'm a woman and he's a man. But and I'd start calling him my princess. That part didn't go over so well. But that was my last 3 years ago is my last karmic relationship. And I just feel like I haven't had new friendships form out of karmic bonds. I've had nothing left. And so for 3 years, I've been working through all the stuff now. And I think that this is the case for a lot of you. Well, over this last weekend, I was doing a cloud reading and I always look up in the sky and, oh, look, the letter C is in the air. That might mean something for you. And, oh, look, there's this, there's that. And I looked at the sky and there's covered in clouds with, you know, patches of blue sky, just a normal puffy white cloud, blue sky, typical gorgeous day that does happen almost every day here when it's not raining. And it was just a normal sky, a lot of clouds, a lot of divinatory clouds. And I walked into the room for a few minutes. I come back and all of a sudden the top half of the sky is completely blue and the only image in the sky is a massive, gorgeous white cloud shaped like a phoenix rising into the air. And I was like, oh my God. So immediately I wrote that down and I told my client, you know what? You are the phoenix rising. The whole sky changed for you when I told God I was going to do sky reading for you. Walked away for 10 minutes, came back, and now the whole sky was a shape of a phoenix rising. All of the clouds were at the bottom rising up, which was weird because all the clouds had been from the top coming down. And that was a fun, woo! I'm sure you guys heard that police vehicle. So that happened, and then I did another reading and then the phoenix rising energy came. And then I looked at a video on YouTube, and this person said that they too saw a phoenix rising in the clouds, and then they saw an image of it. But before I got to that part of the video, somebody down in the comments said that they saw a phoenix rising in the clouds. And also, Jude and I had talked on Saturday morning, and he said, you know what, we talked for like 7 hours and I walked outside, or he walked outside and I opened my windows, and sure enough, you know, we were seeing this beautiful sky and the sun rising, and I'm on the equator, so the sun rises a little bit faster than in Florida. And he's like, this is crazy. There's like a phoenix rising in the clouds here. So that's been an overall energy for the whole world, for all of us as a collective. We are now, we've been rumbling and bumbling about the ashes, and that's what the Saturn-Pluto conjunct, I think, is about. And it's just, we're going to see what remains after this weekend, right? But we are the phoenix rising from the ashes, and don't you worry, believe you me, the governments that are trying to keep us down, slaves to the system, it's going to crack. There's going to be a massive crack in it. This bigger than the crack in the magnetosphere. It's just coming. And this is the weekend that I think everything's going to come to a head. And, you know, well, that's my two cents. I'm going to be right back. When I come back, we're going to do a reading from Prime Creator. Well, not a reading, but rather he's going to speak through me. So time for channeling. I'll be right back after this message, guys. Metaphysical Soul Speak is run on sponsors and listener support. This means listeners like you. If you are so inclined to support my efforts and my little podcast, please visit me at anchor.fm/metaphysical and pledge an amount of your choosing today. Thank you. Alright guys, I am channeling Prime Creator of the Universe today. As you know, I am a telepathic channel. I do not allow anyone or anything to take over my body. Maybe in time I will, but right now I telepath, so if I hear something that doesn't sound right or that I'm making it up and I don't trust it for whatever reason, if I hear something wrong too, usually that's what it is. I will go ahead and ask a question and get the answer via kinesthesiology, or otherwise known as muscle testing. Okay, so I'm already connected to the Prime Creator of the Universe. Some of you call him God, some of you just say the universe. The basic one will to good that created and sustains the universe. For us, that is who I'm connected to. And I'm always connected to him. I work with him very, very closely. But I say him, that's just the way that I view it. There is a mother and a father, God energy, both the divine masculine and divine feminine. I'm working today with the divine masculine of the two, the electrical component of the universe. So take a couple breaths here. We'll jump right in. He's telling me that there's going to be a lot of light codes in this one, so you might want to hear it more than once. Two or three times might suffice. All right, God, am I connected to you? Yes. Okay, go ahead. Welcome to the show, obviously. And go ahead and transmit your message. Greetings. It is I, your creator. I love you. I love each and every one of you. I have seen your great and bright and brilliant works. I am very pleased with what I have been experiencing through your bodies. You have been an incredible inspiration to me as well as to Divine Mother, which is the magnetic force of the universe. Together, the electric and the magnetic combine to make the whole of what you might want to call the cosmic egg, or basically creation. We are here together, always in conjunction with each other, and we hope that you find your counterparts as well, and how we are going to make the leap beyond through all of the consciousnesses, all of the levels of consciousness. We shall make the leap through the conglomeration and the union of the divine, the masculine and the feminine, the electrical and the magnetic. Cosmic rays, cosmic energies are coming your way. You are going to be in conjunction with these as well. You're going to feel them on a heart level and a soul level and a physical body level. The cosmic rays are coming in very soon. You will be getting gamma rays from the sun and plasma and all kinds of, well, we could just call them cosmic goodies. The cosmic goodies, and by goodie, we mean they are good. They are good for you. Do not fear them, and then you'll take in the lower octave form of them. Only accept the highest for yourself, in your mind, in your body, in your spirit. Only accept for yourself the highest light vibrations. And know that this cosmic universe is all put here for your benefit, for your ultimate growth and benefit. Along with the light that shines down from the sky to the surface of your planet, we send you light codes. We send you light codes every day upon every ray, and you receive them in every way that you can. We want you to understand that when you hear the voice of one channeling us, you bring about great changes in your DNA, in your mindset, in your auras and your chakras and all parts of all of you. Emotional body, mental body, and the like. Also in the energy of the sun shining down, and when you feel that love permeating your every existence and you allow the peace of God and the light of God, the light of us, to flow through you into each individual cell, the nucleus, the center portion of the cell will start to vibrate. And if you are in an open mood, you will open up the energetic portals that is inside each individual cell in your body, especially in the nucleotides. There is an energetic portal. You want to activate these, and you cannot just activate them with your mind. You have to sit in silence in cosmic bliss, is the state that you understand. You have to allow the cosmic bliss, the peace that passes all understanding. Just relax. Just feel the peace. Just be. Just be at ease. This is how the light will come into each of your cells. The nucleotides will start to function and they will ripple out in little rippling waves, kind of like when you throw a pebble into a pond. This will activate different parts of your cell. The mitochondria, the powerhouse for the cell, this is going to be activated, and it will start to vibrate like a little machine, and all the different pieces and parts of your cells will start to vibrate and activate in a higher level when you receive through peace, when you receive through love, through grace and relaxation. You find your blissful moments, whether it's just laying in your bed with the window open, or you're sleeping in a very comfortable position. These are the times in which the ripples of the pond will occur. By this, we mean the energy will ripple through each cell and you are being enlightened. The energy is literally light. Light is information. Light is packets of knowledge, as well as that it is a particle and a wave, and the light's going to ripple through each individual cell. Your DNA has already been changed. You have already been changed, and many of you are well on your way, ready to hop or leap, if you will, into the fifth dimension physically. The only way you're going to get there is to release, relax, and let go of the past. Get rid of all of the film and the grit and the dirt and the grime from your emotions that you deem negative. Polish your soul off and make it shiny. Get rid of the shadow. When you get rid of the shadow, when you get rid of what you consider to be the negative side, when you can love and accept it and let it go in a way in which it doesn't come back to haunt your memory, then these energies will be able to flow and create this beautiful crystalline rainbow light inside each cell. Many of you have experienced bits and pieces of this. Some of this information has come to you in bits and pieces, or fits and starts, if you will. These energies are of the light. They are of the good. They are of the highest order, and they are here to help you leap into the fifth dimension. There's much talk about technologies that seem high vibration, of high quality. There are technologies that you have thought about wanting in your own life that will help you travel to other places, other worlds. You are going to a different dimension. The technologies are going to be quite a bit different. The energy and the feel of the fifth dimension is going to be quite a bit different. You are going to feel different. You're going to look different. Everything is going to be so different, in fact, that you're not going to understand what's happening at first until you get a hang of what's going on. There are technologies in the fifth dimension. There are houses in the fifth dimension. Some of you have mentioned that there is going to be a quote-unquote build-out, as if there's nothing in the fifth dimension and nothing to be farther from the truth. You have to build the world you want and create co-creatively what you want with others, with your God self, with your divine, your inner divine self. You have to embrace your masculine and feminine sides. That's what creation is. Electrical, magnetic coming together. But what we want you to understand is that the energy of what you're living in right now, whether it be a trailer, a caravan, a house, a pyramid, a hotel, an apartment, there's a higher octave to that which you live in the 3D. You will continue to live in that place, but in the higher realm of it, the higher octave of it. Some things will not change 100% in the beginning. There will be a transitional phase after you're physically in the fifth dimension. There will be a period of transition. There will be a period of adjustment as you fully let go of the third dimensional world and time constructs and energetic constructs and the ideas that you have held for many generations, millennia. In fact, concepts such as you need to eat to survive, you need to have specific medicine to live through the night. A lot of these things, these constructs will be going out the window. You will no longer need what you think you do. Don't be surprised if you find yourself not wanting the things you used to want. It's going to take some time. And don't be surprised when you start seeing the light ships in the air above you. When you start seeing other beings around you, they are waiting for you. They cannot wait to be with you. And they are very much obliged to help you because they love you so much. They're so excited to have your new company. and you can regale them of tales of the third dimension while they listen in shock, sometimes in horror, and mostly in awe of what's happening, what has happened to you. Many of you said you feel the magic in the air. Magic is coming back. Magic is real, and it is very, very real in the fifth dimension. That will be a new change for you. You're going to want to watch what you say with your mouth, with your words. If you say something that seems like a curse, you can easily curse a thing with your words. Start watching your thoughts today. Start watching your words you say. Start watching everything. Observe everything about yourself. We're asking you this so that you will have less heartache in your life coming up. Speak only of yourself in the present and the positive, and speak of others in the same way. Remember the advice that Thumper's mom gave. If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. He plucked that right from my mind, guys. It's one of my favorite movies from when I was a kid. He says, yes, indeed, I do pluck things out of the minds of the people who channel me, because it makes it more relatable to the person channeling it as well as the people listening. You are all in a process of getting your soul family and soul tribes together. You are all in a process of getting your correct relationships in alignment with who you are at the core of your true being, your true self. You are in the process of bringing in a higher vibration, a higher octave, and a higher way of living. And you cannot continue in relationships that no longer serve your highest and best functioning. We wish for you to understand that and honor and bless the relationships you've had. And if they no longer serve you, allow them to go gently. Don't raise a stink about it. Don't make it a big fuss. Don't try to fight your way out of relationships. Just watch them gently sail off with a gentle breeze over the horizon. And he's showing me like an ocean in a sailboat sailing off into the sunset. And he's saying it's like the seas of subconsciousness that will be affected. And he's showing me that the seas of subconsciousness, basically people are going to feel when you are letting them go. And at this moment in time, they're going to be willing to gently go off into that gentle night or that brilliant sunset. They know when they're no longer energetically in coercion with you. And you know when you're not in cohesion with other people. And so that's pretty much what God is showing me, that we need to bring ourselves into alignment with everything that is good and holy and right with us. And sometimes it does not include friendships that are holding us back. But we don't have to let them go in a gnarly way anymore. We don't have to break up with our friends. We don't have to say, sorry, you're not, you know, right for me, or I don't like your energy, your vibration isn't so high for me. You know, there's no reason any longer to decipher it for them. And so what God is telling me is that we need to just energetically focus on who we are at our core, at our highest, most positive, brilliant point of energy we can possibly muster, and only focus on that. And the people who don't vibe with it will just automatically go away on their own. and we don't have to explain it. We don't have to say it out loud. It's just going to be what it be. If you are in constant contact with people, say in your family, that don't vibe with you, what's going to start happening is you won't be able to be in the same space at the same time. You're not going to be able to be in the same room at the same time. Like, your schedules will change completely. And eventually one of you will move out if you're living together. And if you're vibing together in synchronous harmony, then there's no reason. And you'll always find yourselves having time together, time to spend together. And those moments are going to become of pure bliss and pure joy. So that's pretty much what he's telling me right now. God, you want to continue and take this over with your words? He says yes. With muscle testing, he says yes. Okay. So, you will no longer have to verbalize out loud what you wish, what you don't wish. You just need to simply think about what it is that you wish, what you want. We suggest gently that you pick always the highest possible vibration for yourself. And we don't say this such as to mean to pick out a vibration as far as an energy field or an energy flow or ebb, or as an energy such as a song or a note in a song. We want you to be very specific. If you want the energy of swimming in a swimming pool, we don't want you to think on Hertz 432, okay? We're not trying to say that. What we're trying to say is if you want to think about living in a place with a swimming pool, we want you to imagine the water gliding over your skin, and we want you to imagine the emotion, the joy, the happiness, or the serenity. Whatever emotion you believe you will have when that experience happens, we want you to focus only on the emotion of it. The emotion will lead to the motion of your having it in your life. We want you to impress upon the substance of the universe what you want via your emotion. You don't need to say it out loud with your words, because a lot of you, we've discovered, are not really connecting to the emotion when you are verbalizing a name you've given something. We want you to have the emotion. So we also want you to find your best, highest quality emotion, whether it's love or peace, joy, bliss, happiness. Even if it's something that tickled you pink and made you laugh, a great hearty belly laugh. We want you to focus on the energy behind that, the love, the feeling, the joy of the energy, and focus on that as a point of meditative state. Use your meditative states when you sit. Find your greatest point of happiness and the highest vibration you can. And just focus on that. Breathe into that. When you breathe into that, you allow it to be breathed into your body, into your physical body, mental, emotional body, and your spiritual body. Breathe it into every bit and piece and fiber of your being, even if it's your Merkaba that you have not constructed yet. Some of you have, and some of you haven't, and some of you are very confused on that. And you don't have to worry about it. It's something that will be constructed in time as you go through this process. It's automatic. It's like a switching on of a light switch. When you hit it, it's going to happen. When you get to that point of the room in which you could touch a light switch and the light comes on, that's like what's happening. You are halfway across the room, and some of you are 3/4 of the way across the room, and you're outstretching your hand. You're almost ready to turn on the light switch. Metaphorically speaking, that would be your energetic body, your Merkaba, spirit light body, is going to start activating, and it will do it on its own, so you don't have to force it or rush it or even worry about it at this juncture. We just wanted to mention that it's there and know that that's one thing that you're working on. This coming weekend, there's going to be some hard energy for some of you. For those of you who have not done your shadow work and you've been avoiding it, or maybe you've just had too much of it and it's taking you a little longer to process, we're going to send you love and energy this week. Tomorrow, in fact, you're going to get enough energy to be able to deal with it. You'll be getting another pulsation, another energy wave on Friday, so that by the time the lunar eclipse happens and by the time the moon is full, by the time that all that happens, you're going to have the energy of Cancer with you, which is a very subconscious, powerful energy. It's going to bring all your stuff from your subconscious to the surface. It's going to bring all of your crusty or junky or yucky old stuff that's hanging around the bottom. It's going to be brought all up to the surface so you can release it. And the energy that we hit you with, which is coming, it's coming very soon, the 11th, you're going to get an energy wave, coronal mass ejection. Tomorrow you'll be getting solar winds, and you're going to be getting hit with another supernova energy coming in on the 13th. So all of these things, these pulsar waves, these quasar waves that your scientists have not even discovered, are also happening at the same time. And you're having all of these waves and all of these junctions. We like to call them nodes sometimes. And all of these junctions and nodes, it's like a net. And imagine you have a net in the ocean and you're going to capture a bunch of fish. Well, what's going to happen is these energies are all going to work together with all these nodes coming together in these conjunctions. And it's going to capture like a net capturing fish. We'll be capturing your negativity, your bad emotions, and it's going to capture it and instantly transform it to powerful white light energy. If you're willing to be open to this, you're going to have a wonderful opportunity tomorrow, 2 days from tomorrow, 2 days from then, and again 2 days from then. We're going to send you brilliant, positive, beautiful, loving, and gentle light that's also electrical from the sun and the magnetic from the earth, from the crystals beneath your feet, from deep inside the crust of the earth, and all of the spirit beings you've been working with will surround you at this time to give you that boost and the impetus to move forward. We love you with all of our ability, with all of our hearts. We are built and made of pure love, and so are you. So be ready, be prepared, and be willing to let go of all of the stuff that no longer serves you in the next week. Because 1 week from today, you will not be able to recognize yourself if you allow the energies to ensue in a way in which they will. Allow the light codes to come into your body from the sun, from these energies. Don't forget to breathe. Drink plenty of water. Get plenty of sleep. Eat healthy foods. Eat the foods that feel right for you. Many of you are being guided to eat pure foods, non-processed foods at this time. Some of you have gone through periods of eating foods that were junk food a few weeks ago, maybe as soon as last week. Some of you have gone through eating foods from your childhood so that you can bring back happy feelings and happy memories. And a lot of that is going to be falling to the wayside again, yet one more time, as you go into eating more pure and healthy foods. And some of you will be eating less. So don't let that upset you or stop you. allow yourself to ebb and flow with the energy of the divine that is all around you. For now, that is all we need to say. That's a lot to digest. The light codes have been given to you through this voice and through the sun, and even coming through in gamma rays that permeate the entire earth. You are getting the energy no matter what you're doing and where you live. We love each and every one of you, and not one of you is ever forgotten. Not one of you is ever not thought of in every moment. We give you our love forevermore. Peace. All right, guys, I don't really have much more to add to that. I'll be back tomorrow with all unique and original programming. I think there is going to be a channeling tomorrow as well from an ET race. I don't know who yet. We'll find out then. But that's it. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for listening to the show and forwarding, liking, subscribing, favoriting, whatever it's called on the app you listen to. Thank you for telling other people about the show that are also newly awakening ones. That's it. Write me at metaphysicalsoulspeak@gmail.com if you need anything. And that's it. I'm signing off with peace and joy and the high vibes of the holy fifth dimension. Till next time, guys. Peace. Do you ever wish you could look into the next chapter in your book of life and see what's coming next? What does the universe have in store for you? I can help you with that. I will give you a Celtic cross reading, which is 10 cards, or you can ask me 3 questions, and I use 3 cards per question. So that's 9 cards, or I can channel your higher guidance, or maybe God directly for you. Maybe you want to talk to your dear departed Aunt Edna, because maybe you have a few questions and she was the smartest person you knew. If your deceased relatives are available or your ascended masters, I can channel them for you personally. Let me have 1 hour to show you the future in your next chapter of your book of life. Readings are $75, and it takes me an hour to an hour and a half to complete. And for this price, you will also be hooked up to the healing grid around the planet for free, which means yours truly, me, I will be giving you Reiki 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the rest of your life. All you have to do is let me know, metaphysicalsoulspeak@gmail.com, and we will explore your future together.